Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The Roddy Vincent Show.
It is a rare opportunity to grab Rod Temton actually sitting down on a seat. And it all, in a way, really started with this one.
They have no home.
This spies. Living like an animal.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
And in this earth and then in a world we can't see.
It's not clear to me that I think there will exist a general purpose device that does everything you want, because I don't think the whole world's going to be able to afford 5 devices per person in the bubble of Saranea.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh. Don't step on the 1. You gotta start on the 2. Find the 2, you understand?
I told you I never did any of these dances before.
Now it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now when music starts, you don't dance till the 2. Got it? Nice. Breathe. Frank? Nope.
Wilson! Wilson!
What makes it special that people at home might not pick up on?
Listen, where are you?
Ball goes in the hoop a lot.
Swimming.
Have fun while doing it.
Here comes the music.
What do you
like? Right
on the swing. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
What are they going to do?
And
hurl
me
down the track.
How fast can you run?
As fast as a leopard.
How fast are you going to run?
As fast as a leopard.
Then let's see you do it.
I feel it. My heart.
It's called Black. As you know, the royal family of Britain are the wealthiest landowners in the world. Either the royal family pays us an exorbitant amount of money, or we make it seem that Prince Charles has had an affair outside of marriage and therefore would have to divorce.
That motherfucker's FAT positive.
You know what I'm saying? If I had one missing, I would have been aboard him with a fucker like you.
Hey, Murray! How are you? Good.
Right, okay, people, you have to tell me these things, all right? I've been frozen for 30 years.
Turn me a freaking phone here.
I'm the boss. Need the info.
Coffee's for closers only. You think I'm fucking with you?
I'm here from downtown. I'm here for Mitch and Murray. And I'm here on a mission of mercy.
I'm here on a mission of mercy.
Hello. Where am I? I can hear you.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Hello.
Send it to auto.
Oh, man.
How was it? How was the show?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was excellent. People are going to be really happy. I don't want to reveal anything about it, though. I do want to be surprised, but it was great.
Oh, no, not even the movie?
Well, movies, everybody knows. It's Stallone month, but the contents of what we just recorded shall remain secret.
Get the old bump. What's up, Eden?
Eden!
Can you guys hear me eating?
I heard that crunch. Cheeps.
Little ASMR.
Cheeps.
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Crunchy popcorn.
Pop. Okay, I'll stop. I'm like biting it right into the mic.
Crunchy popcorn. Keep doing it. I don't care. I always said, like... You're the one person I don't mind that eats while talking. Literally. The
it's an
one
exclusive
person.
Club there.
I am honored.
Oh boy. Where's Zach?
Yo, I've like missed this. It's been years.
I know. It's a whole new era of the mailbag.
Happy New Year.
No, we're past the
No, Larry banned that.
No. I was sick for the whole time. I missed out on it.
Larry David banned it, Jade.
I got a pass.
In the last season of Curb. Can't say it after the seventh. Don't do it.
Oh.
Was that only the last season? I thought it was earlier for some reason.
That was yeah, it just happened in the last couple episodes.
Okay.
That was a crazy ending.
It was great. It was a great ending. That's the thing is, since
Bill
we...
Bill Hader.
Dude, Bill Hader so is funny. The Igor, Grigor, Timur. Yeah, phenomenal stuff. But it's been so long. Like, there's so much media that we haven't talked about. It's an endless amount of stuff, really.
I've just been binging The Wire. Halfway
You're
through.
Back in The Wire.
Yeah.
Jade only watches HBO shows from like the early 2000s.
That's it. See, I'm on I just finished episode 3 of season 3. I started like 2 days ago, literally. I'm flying through it. I kind of skip over some
what,
of the...
What is the peak season of The Wire, would y'all say?
I like 3.
Well, yeah, I remember at 3, I was like 3, 4, I was... Three,
four is the schools and the kids, and I know some people who ride for that, but for me, it's 3, because it gets so Shakespearean.
2 gets, on my second time through now, 2, which gets maligned sometimes.
2 is fine. 2
it's
is
okay.
2 people,
it is,
but
it is
it's not as bad as people say it is.
It's not, no, but it's also, it's boring. It's a little boring.
It's a season 2, you know? Though, so a classic, right?
Yeah, but it's so different. You ever watched it? You ever watched the show?
No, but I bet I could fake season my way two through a podcast about it.
She's a professional, Jade.
It's like vastly different than season one. So,
well, yeah, they shift the focus off of McNulty. They widen the scope of the whole thing. Everybody's mad because it talks about the docs, but it's really still high quality stuff.
Oh, no, trust me. I mean, I've watched every single minute, except like some of the dramatic scenes or like the, you know, someone's having trouble with their wife. I kind of skip over those scenes. Just give me the action, you know? Like, I can only do the chemo, you know, things.
Right.
Baby and all that. I get it, you know. But, like, no, I love Sobotka. I actually forgot about it. Like, I forgot what happens, you know? How it culminates, season two.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the not the Greek, but the guy who plays his right-hand man with the hat. And Ziggy. Ziggy's really good in that.
Well, I think Ziggy is the guy that people hate the most. They just don't like his character. Yeah. I like Nick. Nick Sobotka.
Nick, yeah. Because
that's Paolo Schreiber, who became a real actor. Ziggy just disappeared. He fell off the face of the planet.
That's too bad. He kind of looks like Perry Farrell, if you look carefully. I think he might have become Perry Farrell.
He just turned into someone else. He didn't actually disappear.
Wait, who's the kid? The guy looks... Because I constantly think, wow, Ben Affleck really missed out on this role. The guy, Nick.
He was too big already at that point to be on the wire.
Nick Schreier? Is that his name?
The actor or the character?
No, the actor. What was it?
Paolo Schreiber.
Paolo?
Yes.
Any relation to
Pablo Schreiber. Sorry, Pablo Schreiber.
Pablo. Oh, wow.
Oh, there I think it's pronounced Tori.
He's Liev Schreiber's half-brother.
Half-brother? Wow.
Half-brother.
Okay. I was kind of joking, but, you know, it was a legit question.
Well, for Rule of Two, which Amina and I are doing on Mystery Crate, we talked about the latest episode of Boba Fett, and I just learned that Danny Trejo and Robert Rodriguez are second cousins.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't even know that until they made Desperado in 1995, and then they worked together all the time.
Wait, how did they like not know?
How did they
find out? It's just like they meet and they're like, wait. You know, like
they start talking about, you know, same members. Auntie.
Oh, okay.
All of a sudden, wait, what?
Yeah,
I also have an aunt with that name. What are you talking about?
Aunt Tam, you know her?
Martha. Why did you say that name?
Why'd you say that name?
Is it McNulty English, right?
Yes.
McNulty thing, right?
Dominic West.
There's that funny part where he has to go into the brothel and be an Englishman, which is funny.
And he does a bad English accent, which that's impressive, man. That's actually really cool. I just watched him. Oh man, there's a movie where Helena Bonham Carter plays Liz Taylor, and who does he play? He plays. Oh man,
what the hell? What is this?
Burton and Taylor. He plays Richard Burton.
Yeah, that's what he was great in that. Oh my god.
Bunk and McNulty, 2007, 9 minutes. What the heck is this?
I probably just made some like YouTube video or something.
Yeah. It's a great show. Love it. But it's not as exciting as I remembered.
Well, because you already know what happened.
It is. I guess so.
What part are you on?
Season 3, episode 3, so...
Okay. I feel like it's about to pop off for
you.
Jade's
going to come back next week and be like...
Marlo,
the beginnings of Amsterdam.
Criminally underrated.
Yeah.
The beginning... No,
Marlo's coming, man.
That's my favorite, Zach, is
Marlo's here.
Just people on the streets are like, that boy Marlo's coming. And you're like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Omar's just had a botched...
Funke name out about the water cooler, really, on that one.
Oh, indeed. I love
it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's such a great character. He might be the best TV character of all time, Omar. It's incredible. He's such honor, you know, the way he plays the game. I respect it. And I love, absolutely love Herc and what's the other guy's name, his partner there? I love those two.
I know who you're talking about, but I don't remember his name. Yeah, the ringer did a best TV character bracket, and mm-hmm. Omar, I'm almost certain, made it all the way. Yeah, Omar won.
Really?
In a trouncing over. Is this just the first page?
I'm want the entire
pretty
thing?
Positive that Omar won here.
Just kind of curious who
was in the final four.
The
yeah.
Other. I'm trying to think. There's got to be a Game of Thrones character there.
No.
I'm sure Khaleesi is all up in there.
Who would be? I would think Jaime maybe. No?
No way.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Here we go. So Omar lost to Michael Scott in the Elite Eight.
Oh, God.
Michael That's Scott funny. Ended up winning the whole bracket, which is...
Rigged.
Which is skewing towards a different demographic, I would say, than,
very white.
Well, than Omar.
Very white.
But it was the final four here was Walter White, Arya Stark.
Okay, white.
Okay, I can accept Arya, though.
Michael Scott and Ron Swanson on the other side.
Okay, that sounds very ringer.
Yes.
Before Waz got there.
Pre-Waz.
Pre-Waz. I mean,
look, the pre-Waz era.
I wouldn't put Waz outside of that demographic, all right?
I know. It's Joey's hipster.
Would you say that Michael Scott is the Gordon Hayward of TV characters?
I have not watched that show.
The Office? Office is great.
I love the English version. I never got onto the
Office. The American version is really good. Don't let anybody tell you differently. It's really good.
It loses its
way a couple of times, mm-hmm. and then like the last like three seasons aren't very good, but you shouldn't have a comedy go more than like five seasons anyway.
Yeah, there's a 3 to 4 year run where
yeah, you ever like, watch the
it's
English
just about perfect.
One? Oh yeah, the English one's great yeah. too. But yeah, I would say like seasons 2 through 5 of The Office are just fucking phenomenal, phenomenal.
Yeah, I got to check it out. I've been powerhouse in TV ever since I got sick. And so I'm trying to get off of it now. I can't get off of it. I was so loving being sick for a while. And I just sat there literally stuck in a room
loving
watching TV.
Being sick.
I love it.
It was something I love the detachment of it. I mean, after 5 days, right. I got really stir crazy.
I was about to say, I feel like the first 3 to 5 days, it can be like a nice break, you know, like
it was life. Cause I can't talk to anybody, you know? My wife has the helicopter and food and shit.
Real contrarian take. Sick.
It sucked being awesome. Sick. It was awful. It was so awful. But I kind of got used to it at the end there. I was watching this goddamn Yellowstone. The show Yellowstone.
I have not watched that one yet.
My Lord. What else could go wrong in this farm? Whatever it is. It's rich. It's like the most, oh God. It's kind of ludicrous, but it's super entertaining.
I mean, it's hitting like wildfire. It's the most watched show on cable. They've got a prequel that's already out.
That's why I was like, everyone I know is watching this show. So I put it on. It's easy.
That's the thing. For me, it's one of those super ones easy. That almost no one I know is watching it. But everybody
you don't have to think
says
much.
That it's so popular.
It's kind of stupid. Crisis. One crisis to the next. The show is very stressful, you know, even though they're on a freaking ranch.
Right.
People get
It's like I thought you guys were on the ranch to like, yeah.
Wasn't it just, murdering, it, there's more murder in that show than The Wire. I'm like,
isn't it just Dallas?
Dallas?
Like the old kind of nighttime soap show, Dallas. Who shot JR? Dallas.
Oh, I thought you meant, was it set in Dallas? I was like, I think it's set in like Wyoming.
No, it's set in Yellowstone, Eden.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, there's like Kevin Costner, you know, he's this big ranch owner. And he's at odds with this, well, a couple people. One is chief of Native American tribe that's in the area. And then also these rich people moving in from California, taking over the land. So there's all these like things that play out because of it. He's like literally at one point, because this river is feeding where the rich people are moving, he literally blows up a river and reroutes it.
All right. Blows it up. Take matters like, into your own hands, I suppose.
You know who's the actor who's in Succession, and we last saw him on the yacht. He was helping to secure that deal in Saudi Arabia. Oh,
Danny Houston?
That actor. And then, you know, he sends him off in the boat. That guy's great. He's a great actor. He's in it. And I think, I don't even recognize anyone else in the show except for Costner. But, you know, something to watch.
So,
let's see it.
We got a bag full of questions, but I'm not going to let this story die. We were going to do this last week. It's old news at this point, but
what is it?
We got to talk about this 90 Day Fiance who retired from selling farts online.
Oh, this fraud. Hey, listener, our next partner has a product I literally use every single day. I started taking Athletic Greens because really, I just wanted to be better. I wanted to sleep better. I wanted to have better health. And I feel like, all right, I'm turning 40. I should start taking vitamins. I should start making sure like I'm optimizing my immune system. I just need to be healthier. Turning 40. That's when people start falling apart. Not me. I got Athletic Greens and I feel great. I've been taking this stuff for about 30 days now. And it's super easy. Just do like the scoop and some cold water. It's like 8 to 12 ounces of cold water every single day. Do it before I eat breakfast. Empty stomach. Boom. I'm sleeping better. I feel like I have more energy. I feel like my workouts are better. I just feel better. It's kind of crazy how easy it is just to feel better. So you're probably asking yourself, hey, Zach, I'm listening to Cinephobe right now. I want to know, what is Athletic Greens? Let me tell you, I'm so glad you asked that question. One delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all those things. I'm aging. Well, we're all aging. That's how time works. I feel better every single day. I wake up with more energy. I feel like it's helping me recover. My joints don't feel as sore as they used to. Like I'm just in a better place right now. Tons of people take some kind of multivitamin, and it's important to choose one with high quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. And that's been my biggest issue with this stuff, is figuring out which vitamins, which multivitamins, which bottle do I need? Forget those bottles, forget those pills. They can be expensive. Not Athletic Greens. It's less than $3 a day. You invest in your health and you do it at a cost-effective way. Athletic Greens was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues, ended up trying to do this like complicated supplement routine. It's like $100 a day. You can spend so much money on this stuff because it can be such a grift, or you can get Athletic Greens. It's trusted by leading health experts such as Tim Ferriss and Michael Gervais. And for every purchase, AG donates to organizations helping to get nutritious foods to kids in need, including No Kid Hungry, right here in the U.S. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, like your immune system is Action Jackson, flipping over cars, running down cars, fighting everybody left and right. Especially heading into the flu and the cold season. Just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills at different times during the day and all that crap for the supplements. No. Just to look out for your health. One scoop in water in the morning every single day. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/ding. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/ding to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
So I'd like to hand it off to Zach here, our 90-day fiance expert.
All right.
To give us a little profile of Stephanie Matto, 31 years old.
I believe Stephanie made her debut, if I recall correctly. I believe it was 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days is when she made her debut. And so it's the only season I've seen with her. I don't know if she's returned, but she is bisexual. And the reason that is relevant is because she goes to Perth, Australia, to meet up with this like, oh my God, one of the most annoying people you ever see on TV. Like just this girl who's like, has to be like, she's just the quirkiest of the quirky, only she's not quirky at all. She's just trying too hard. She dresses like an asshole constantly, just wearing whatever loud, obnoxious things to be different. Cause I'm different. I'm not like anybody except you're like everybody who's this way. But so these two girls get together. They've had this online relationship. They finally go and meet in person for the first time. And Stephanie has branded herself to this woman as, you know, I'm so sexual and like, I like, you know, I'm such a freak and all this stuff. And then when they get together, she could not be more frigid.
Oh no.
And so she's just passed herself off. And like, it's confusing this girl. Cause she's like, yo, I thought you like were into me. I thought you do all these things. You know, I thought you like this, this and that. And it's just none of it.
Yeah.
Talks a huge game and doesn't back up. I mean, like, I don't even know that they make out. Like, they definitely don't hook up or anything. And so this whole time, like, the girl that she comes and visits, the Australian, she's just like, I don't think I want to do this. Like, this is not the person I've been talking to. But then once this girl goes back online, all of a sudden she's super into sex and all this stuff. So she's just a fraud in general. Okay. I don't buy that she's been farting into jars and selling them to people. I don't. I think she's had other people doing it.
Okay.
This is not her. She's not this like sex bot person that like she is a fraud of all frauds.
Wow. All right.
Interesting.
A take
Interesting.
That I was not expecting.
Okay. So you think that she's got other people doing the farts.
100%.
Interesting. So let's get into why she's back in the news.
Oh, God.
The headline. Retires from selling farts after heart attack scare. All right. So she's announced that she makes more than $50,000 a week selling her farts. She farts into a jar. She's got all these boutique little jars.
By the way, you might want to be careful about what you're saying out there in terms of money you're making when the IRS is around. That's all I'm
saying. Yeah. There's a new box on the IRS form, fart revenue.
Yep.
$50,000 a week selling her farts. Where is she selling her farts? I haven't gotten into that. I'm not sure if this is a dark web activity. I'm not sure if this is on eBay. I'm not sure where the fart market resides. But
it's on YouTube.
She is robust. She is selling farts like hotcakes. And the stress, the absolute toll on her body of meeting the heavy demand for all these farts, up to 50 jars worth of farts a week, hospitalized this woman.
Allegedly.
She's on unfiltered.com.
It's just a desperate.
She passed out.
Is this the Ponco?
Got the wind knocked out of her.
Got the wind knocked out of her.
Well, it's not knocked out of her.
And collapsed.
She's forcing
she
the wind out of her.
She forced it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
6 days ago, she posted a perfect view of my asshole.
Oh, my God.
I'm just looking here.
I'm just looking
here. I'm just looking.
I mean, I can't see it. It's locked. This is a locked one.
So it's like Patreon?
OnlyFans.
Okay.
It's like there's a couple unlocked here.
After undergoing a battery of tests, she was told that her symptoms were a result of her performance-enhancing diet of beans and eggs. This woman has been eating nothing but beans and eggs to create more farts to meet this outrageous demand, because she's just a humble NFTs, fart salesman.
Baby. I mean, I don't know why she's not like outsourcing some, like delegating some of these farts to people, you know, like if a true businesswoman, she would.
Here's what I think happened. Remember when that that other fraud, that basketball fraud, what's his name? Max is Nice. Remember when he like went on there and said he got jumped and he tried to take the dudes to Subway because they were hungry and then he had to give up shit. That just screamed insurance fraud to me. That one, like, no one bought that story. Like that fraud is like trying to stay relevant and stuff. And like, he's got a lot of followers on Instagram. I get it, but like that dude.
Sussman?
that dude was like committing insurance fraud because he lost his chain. And so I think this is that. I don't think she really went to the hospital. I don't think any of this stuff happened. I think she was trying to get more notoriety. I think she's a fraud. I think she's making it up. I want to see some medical records.
And some receipts.
They say she farted too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need receipts.
HIPAA
exactly.
Violation, what, though. But so.
What? Yeah, whatever. That's you know what? It's on her to prove this stuff. Right. Okay. If she wants us to believe it on this podcast.
Yeah. It's not like she's getting traded or anything. So.
No, exactly. And so. My question is, so what did she say? She's making how much a week or how much a month?
50K. Over 50K a week.
A week.
First of all. Purely on farts.
That is so over the top and greedy. Once you get to $20,000 a week on farts, I think you're good.
Yeah.
I think you're good.
Like, you could, like, not try to force that many farts, direct. You know?
Also,
like,
exactly. Also,
a healthy living.
Like, fartsdirect.com.
If the demand is so high.
Shop for your favorite fart here.
Isn't it like Cameo? Can't you charge more per fart?
Yeah. Have you heard of, exactly. Like, exclusivity?
Exactly. And yeah.
And this is all before we even get into the fact that if I was a fartrepreneur, as she coined the phrase, you think I'm sending people my real farts?
Exactly.
That's, what, do you that's get for a what shirt? I was saying. Exactly. She should be delegating these farts.
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm telling you. She's a fraud in all this stuff.
You think that if I send someone a jar that allegedly contains a fart and they open it, which they're not going to do, because they're not, that you then you just waste it in
yeah,
one go.
Yeah, yeah.
You think they're going to take a whiff and go, you know what?
Something
I was wrong.
Right.
That's not a real fart. That's not Anthony Mays' fart.
Yeah, like something, how would you do a DNA test right. to verify?
Exactly.
Like, that's not enough DNA, I don't think. I'm pretty sure you need more than
also,
air.
Look, I don't want to cut into any potential love question segments or anything. I know we don't kink shame here, but if you're buying farts, what the fuck's wrong with you? Okay.
Is buying farts any crazier
yes.
than buying NFTs?
Mm. Like, so I'm not like a,
at least
like,
farts are real.
Well, I was going to compare it to, like, you know how people buy like women's like worn socks?
Like they, as women's worn
sure.
underwear.
Yeah. All of the above. Yes. It's the same vein.
Except
sure.
those are tangible items.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I don't know that a fart is. I would not trust a fart seller.
Mm-mm. No, something stinks here.
I'm watching. I bought a fart in a box from eBay unboxing. It's really a thing.
What?
It's a thing. It's like weird.
Do they open the fart?
Yeah.
Up,
do they open
like,
the jar?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Now, are you putting your nose right to the jar opening, or do you let it waft out a little bit? Because I don't.
Do you like poke holes in the top of the jar and let it like slowly?
She opens it
like you're
jar.
Keeping a cat alive in a box as like a gift.
I feel like this is like more like this has like a scented candle in it or something. Oh yeah.
Are you farting into a funnel? And then
that's also a great
like
jarring.
How are you getting
great
the fart
question.
Into the jar? Yeah.
How do I know I'm getting the maximum potency on the fart that I'm buying? No Which, idea. According to her numbers, is roughly $100 a fart.
Also, if we're being honest here, How many farts is she saying she's for? How many, like, does she give an estimate for how many?
50,000 a week.
No, but that's dollars.
50 farts a week.
But see, I think 50 farts a week, is that not like, that's not an extraordinarily large number of farts. Like,
no, it's not.
You know,
not.
Like, if you fart, like, what is that, average out to 7 farts a day? Like, I'm pretty sure I fart 7 times a day.
It's a good question. Like, Eden, it's a good question, but I think that if you are focusing on trying to fart, suddenly you get tired.
No, disagree. Disagree. Strong disagree. Putting too much effort into the farting, like she should just let the farts be natural. Like maybe it would have been a more sustainable.
You know when you're
going to
do it. No, Eden's 100% on this. I'm.
So are you? Are you walking around 24/7 with your fart capturing apparatus attached?
Dude, no, one, this woman is not leaving her apartment ever, her home ever, okay? She's a fraud. She's her life exists on the internet to trick people. So she's never more than 5 feet away from a fart-catching apparatus, okay?
A fart-catching apparatus.
She's got them strategically placed around her apartment.
I feel very confident in reporting that, okay? Don't need a second source on it. This is just common sense. On top of that, I know me personally. Now, we all have different digestive systems, but I know me personally. I wake up in the morning.
Fart.
I got a good 5 in me right there.
Yeah, like at least 2 or 3 for me. Like,
yeah.
It's like easy. $1,000.
Easy. Right. Exactly.
I could fart
like
right now.
I got a good. I got a, yeah, I could do it right now. Exactly. I was late to this podcast. I had to go poop. Yeah. Plenty of farts in there. Like, that, you know, it just happened.
It'd be hilarious if someone DM'd you. How much?
Don't.
Oh, you want my fart? I'll sell them.
But Zach,
$1,000 a fart.
You don't have a fart catching apparatus.
I can't figure out what's worse.
I can figure it
selling
out.
Selling or the buying?
What is the buying. It's the buying. No, it's the buying. No, I can figure it out. It's the buying. That's the worst part. That is wildly inappropriate and unnecessary, and it's weird. Okay. I will kink shame here. It's
But if it's an NFT, thing. You gotta have you can't unbox it. You gotta keep it.
Farchable token?
You gotta keep it. You can't. Right? Because you ruin the value once you open it.
Well, I mean, it's gone once you open it. It's like, that's not like you can't put it back. You can't put the fart back in the bottle. Yeah, that's not going to. That's not.
You can't rebottle a fart. You can't resell a fart once you've opened it.
No.
It's like worse than driving a car off the lot.
That's fart 101 right there.
Fart business school.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zach, it sounds like between me and you, we've already.
Oh, my God. We can own this industry, Eden. Like, this is. What are we doing on this podcast? No offense, guys, but like we should be
selling farts.
Oh my God. This can't be real. We'll get Jerome to set up a you know, an online store for us. And yeah, this would be easy.
Easy money. Like taking candy from a baby.
Do you have to prove that you're farting into the jar? You just send them a jar of
video,
farts.
Video proof.
Yeah.
But there are ways to trick that. There's ways to trick of a course. Video. That's super easy.
Yeah, flip a video the other side and everything. Yeah, that's, I mean, come on.
You got someone in the off screen making using a whoopee cushion.
Exactly. Oh
or
my
you don't
God.
Even need a whoopee cushion. People make great fart noises just from their. It's just you know.
Yeah, or they have like those little keychains, those little novelty keychains with it, right?
Yeah. Here's a guy opening a fart in a jar.
Hate to see it, man. Opening the fart. Just
come on.
I think I'm
basically
good.
Like
I don't
throwing
need to watch
it down
video.
The drain. I'm not.
20 seconds. Good. It's 20 seconds.
Nah, this she's a fraud.
She's moved on to
this whole
fart
thing,
jar NFTs.
But that's what I'm
now?
Saying. This whole thing was a ploy to get into the NFT business, right?
100%.
100%.
I'm telling
of the story.
You.
Yeah, I'm with you.
She
Zach.
Is a liar. She's a liar.
So she
I
never
watched her lie through an entire season of 90 Day Fiance before the 90 days.
She never even sold farts at all. She's just selling fart NFTs now.
Dude, I totally forgot about this. I did a cameo for Christy.
Were you farting in a jar?
Wait, you bought a cameo or you recorded a cameo?
I bought one from Mark McGrath.
Every morning.
Yes.
There's and a Jado hanging from the corner of my morning.
I
bed.
He actually sings it. I fucked it up, dude.
Should I impart?
I went back and modified it because you have like 24 hours to change it if you want. And in doing so, I put it to me from me.
Oh.
So Christy's gift is
to Jade.
Regrets singing to you?
To Jade. It's like, Jade, your wife, Jade, loves you, you know? Like,
so my regrets out there, like, wow, someone named Jade married another person named Jade. That's crazy.
I'll send it to the chat, dude. It's really fucking funny. Oh,
hey, what is up, Jade? It is Mark McGrath from the band Sugar Ray. Yes, I know. Off the charts, but always in our hearts. And Jade, speaking of always in our hearts, I understand from your husband, Jade, that you are pretty amazing. You are an amazing person, amazing woman. And he knows, Jade, that he's been a mediocre husband at best, but he hopes to change for you. Now, he let me know he loves nature and getting people together and beautiful things. And it's obvious he loves beautiful things because he wants me to read you the lyrics of Bob Dylan's Forever Young. And I said, I'd be honored to, being a big Dylan fan myself, I'd be honored to. So, Jade, this is on behalf of your husband, Jade, the incredible lyrics of Bob Dylan's Forever Young. May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. May you stay forever young, forever young, forever young. May you stay forever young. May you grow up to be righteous. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright, and be strong. May you stay forever young, forever young, forever young. May you stay forever young. May your hands always be busy. May your feet always be swift. May you have a strong foundation when the winds of change, when winds of changes shift. I always thought of winds of change, but winds of changes shift. May your heart always be joyful, and may your song always be sung. May you stay forever young, forever young, forever young. May you stay forever young. Jay wants to wish you a happy, happy new year, and so do I. He let me know he's a big fan of the band Sugar Ray, especially a song called Every Morning There's a Halo Hanging from the Corner. Good song, Dust. That song really let me know we were going to have a career. Went to number one, too. But who's counting? I am. But Jade, I'd like to wish you a happy new year on behalf of Jade. And normally I'd bring my guitar in here, but I'm quarantined right now. You can probably guess why. So if I go out to this room and grab my guitar, my wife's going to really be mad at me. And Jade knows it's all about making our wives happy, keeping it 72 and sunny, and making sure their needs are taken care of as well. And Jade understands that, Jade. So lots of love to you in the new year. And lots of love to you and your family from me, Mark McGrath, and Sugar Ray, and for your incredible husband, Jade, inspired by the one and only Robert Zimmerman, a.k.a. Bob Dylan. Lots of love. Happy 2022. Happy New Year.
It's really funny. It was super. I did it for New Year's. New Year's. Then I got sick. It was all kind of. Why she, you know, I played it for her. It was funny. Like, at least it had some joke value, but it's strange. It's like.
It honestly might be more memorable that you fucked it up, right? Like, it has. Totally. It's got more value now to it.
I got it, and I'm like, did he fuck this up? And then I went back and I looked, and I was like, God damn it.
I did.
He must have been like, what the fuck? Oh, man. It's a fun thing, though, Cameo. It's a nice gift. If you find, like, I couldn't really find the right person for. Mm-hmm. I was looking for the singer for Bush there, Gavin Rosdale, but he's not on it. She loves him. But if you, but then again, there's like price points that are really high. But if you find that right person, kind of like someone they love, but it's, you know, so niche that they're affordable.
I think the content of the message also matters, you know?
I had him recite some Bob Dylan lyrics.
Are you sure you didn't get this for you?
I
got you this Cameo. But it's addressed to me, and
Jade
it's
with the fever that I hallucination. Like, you know what Christy would like? Me treating me.
Totally. Here's your PS5. Oh, my God. It was so funny.
All right. I'm glad we talked about Fart Girl.
Yeah, I'm really glad Zach broke down the fraud element for us.
I'm telling you, she's a fraud. This is 100% to get into the NFT game. Yeah.
The reason why is, how do you buy these? Like, who, where do you get this? How do I buy it?
Fartjars.com.
No, but that's only for the NFTs, Eden. Like, that's, this is all, it doesn't say anywhere where you can, where she was selling her farts.
That's why it just says, it was a fraud.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. She's trying to launch her own social media site. She's trying to launch her own NFTs.
Yeah, and then you throw out that bullshit of, like, I was making $50,000 a week doing this.
Yeah.
Well, now these NFTs are going to be this much. Yeah, exactly.
But the jars cost me $50,000. Oh, man.
Yeah, I want to know, what kind of bulk is she ordering jars in? Where are those receipts?
She's probably got a deal with whoever's making those jars.
Probably buys them off Etsy.
And she's kind of cute.
Nah, man. Fraud. Yeah.
Nah. Just imagine her eating nothing but beans and eggs.
I've seen her in action, or inaction, I guess.
Eggs, yogurt, beans.
The thing is, that diet doesn't sound all that unhealthy.
Well, yeah, like, that's the other part, Eden. For years, we've been told, it's almost propaganda level, beans. The magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. Not the more you toot, you get hospitalized.
Yeah, you're going to have a heart attack. Fart attack.
Shout out to Parks and Rec.
Shit's not adding up. Shit's not adding up.
Is letting this slide? It's a hit out on this woman. Big Bean.
Yeah, Big Bean. Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big Bean's just not just an attraction in Chicago. You know?
No, that's actually headquarters for Big Bean right there.
Inside the bean.
Inside the bean.
All happening. All the evil planning goes down.
Should be Boston now. Bean Town.
It stinks. Boom! Roasted.
Got for questions.
Questions. So this question from Conlon Athletic Shoe at Convolutionary asks, are you suspicious that Taco Bell is serving wings only after 2 p.m.?
What?
They have wings.
Taco Bell introduced wings.
Hold on, I'm looking this up. Taco Bell wings.
I believe they're already going away because this question has been asked, it's a limited time thing.
But, says they're stopped selling. They're not selling anymore.
It's going away. But if you get wings, I mean, 2 p.m. is late.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, but that's missing lunch.
Is there any scenario where you get wings for breakfast?
No. I mean, maybe if I'm up all night.
You're certainly not getting them from Taco Bell.
That's a rough decision.
Go to Taco Bell. I love the idea of it, but then I think about it and I'm like, I can't go.
It's fine. Like, the key with, well, I guess with a lot of things, but I find the key with Taco Bell is moderation.
Yeah. You know? Like, it's good, like, once a year or something, you know?
Yeah.
When there was one near me, every once in a while.
Is that what you're talking about, Zach? You're saying,
no, I meant more how many items you're getting when you go. But yes, I mean, Eden's is more accurate, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Like you only need to get two or three things. You don't need to buy everything on the menu.
Yeah.
Oh, when I go there, I want six things.
Yeah, exactly. I want to order like five things. But if I just keep it to like two and a chips and cheese, perfectly content.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have,
and only go like
content,
once or twice a year.
Yeah, that's not so much what my mode of operation is on that, but you're right.
These wings look good. They look good in the picture.
Yeah, they always look good in the picture.
Yo, I'm so mad. I clicked on this why Taco Bell will stop selling wings thing, and it literally just says because it was a limited time item. Like,
yeah, that's not news. Okay, so the McRib.
Why is CNN writing about this? Like, yeah, I was like, this isn't McRib or even the nacho fries or whatever, you know? Don't those just...
You know why, Eden? Because it's Taco Bell wing NFTs. That's why.
Because it's a limited... I'm so mad.
They've already come and gone. We've sold $50,000 worth of Taco Bell wings a week.
And it almost put us in the hospital.
But I'm not suspicious that they're only selling them after two. I do think that the arbitrary, we don't do this after blank, or we don't strange. Do this before blank yeah. is trash.
Yeah. Especially for like fast food restaurants. Like all your stuff comes in a freezer bag anyway.
It's you already got it on the premises. All you got to do is cook it for me. It shouldn't be a whole production.
Yeah. And like assuming that fries, it's I mean wings, all you have to do is deep fry them, right? So like you already have the fries, the deep fryer going.
But they're not. Fries. There's no way they're deep frying those, right? They're just heating those up.
I mean, I don't think deep frying takes that long though.
But I don't think Taco Bell has deep fryers.
For fries. How do they make fries?
They don't make fries.
They do. Like that's a limited time thing. I think
they're not fries.
I think they're heating them bitches up. Like I don't think they have a deep fryer.
All right, we're gonna get to the bottom of this. Right now.
If they do, it's like the McDonald's ice cream machine. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Fryer's down until 2 p.m.
Yeah.
That's such a weird phenomenon.
I see articles about the McDonald's ice cream machine every week when I'm looking for trivia. I'm like, we're still talking about this? Like,
wait, recently, did you see the McDonald's Sprite getting popular it was trending on Twitter a while? I couldn't even pinpoint the reason. I just saw that people were tweeting about McDonald's Sprite again.
I think they were saying it's the best one, right?
Yeah, I love McDonald's Sprite. Yo, one time I went because I was like really nauseous, really sick. Like I don't remember if I was hungover. I just remember I like kept throwing up and I like crawled to my car to go through the McDonald's drive-thru just for a Sprite. Guess what?
Mm-hmm. It's like Leo out
of Sprite.
They were, oh my God. What did you
do? What'd you get,
Dr. Pepper? I fucking drove to Burger King down the street and had to get settled for Burger King Sprite.
Not the same, though. Not the same.
I know. I was so disappointed.
You should have gone high C. You should have gone high C.
I would have went Dr. Pepper.
No, well, it was for nausea. So I just needed the carbonation and like it's something about Sprite when you're nauseous. It has to
be
Sprite.
Yeah, I'm going ginger ale, number one for nausea.
I know what you mean
nausea,
about this McDonald's soda machine.
I'm so sick of big ginger ale. Like, I'm sick of ginger
ale. Big ginger?
Big ginger?
It sucks. Ginger ale sucks.
It does suck. But I think because it sucks and it tastes more like medicine.
I can't even
sell
my kids on ginger ale.
It kind of fools my brain.
Nah, man, I'm...
But most ginger ale, most mass-produced ginger ale doesn't even actually have ginger in it.
Big ginger.
It's what they want you to think, Eden.
It sucks. It sucks. Like, I'm not a big ginger person just in general.
It says here, according to this Reddit thread, by the way, that Taco Bell does use deep fryers for chalupas, taco salad shells.
Oh, that's right.
Nah, man, that shit, they're not frying that shit on the spot.
Cinnabon? What's Cinnabon?
Oh, those are so good. They're like little bites of...
Little churro bites?
The little styrofoam cinnamon... things, yeah.
No. They're like a breakfast item, and it's like dough with like cinnamon sugar, and it has like icing that you like. It's either I don't remember if it was like icing in the middle,
cinnamon
and it was
twists.
Like a little bun, or you dipped it in icing.
Show me the picture. This is for get all over. Show me the picture of their deep fryer in the place. Okay,
that's let me go. I'm gonna go to Taco Bell and just be like, hey, can I take a picture of the deep fryer, you guys?
100%. 100%. Yeah. Just let me see the deep
these
fryer.
Wait. This is a special taco. These are special. Some of them do.
But the other ones sell the same fucking items. They don't have
how's
exactly
that work?
It's microwave, man. That's what they're doing.
They have empanadas at Taco Bell?
No, there's no way.
I just dropped a link for the Cinnabon Delights in the
Skypes?
No, in the text chat. But I can drop it in Skype too.
No, that's good.
Yeah, they were like little, they were like these little donut like holes.
Oh, these look delightful.
Yeah, and it came with like icing, or I don't know if icing is in it, or I'm not actually reading the article, but.
Yeah
with
the icing
with a sweet
inside.
Cream cheese frosting.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, so good.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, man, this looks amazing.
Always sold out, but you know, when you could get them.
Oh, wow, that's convenient. Maybe you have to get them before 2 p.m.
Yeah, before 2 p.m. It's like a breakfast item.
Can't get the wings and the Cinnabon Delights.
The thing is,
at the same
time. That confused me about like McDonald's. Like, you know how they have some breakfast items that you can get all day? Why can you get some breakfast items all day, but not all breakfast items all day? Like, I'm just asking questions, you know?
I thought that you can I thought they just consolidated the breakfast menu and you can get it all day now.
There's certain items. No, she's asking why certain things and why not. Like,
it's
why
not the entire
certain things not make the
menu.
Cut.
Yeah, it's just like there's certain things you can get almost that 24 hours, but then not all of the things.
I mean, it never made sense in the first place, so it's a weird concession. They must just stock more of the other items, but it's not like you've ever gone to get a McGriddle or whatever, and they're like, oh, sorry, we're out of the syrup-soaked pancake buns.
Those are fire.
It's not happening right now.
Delicious.
Never had one.
Seem better than they're going to be, Zach.
I usually don't even like I'm not a big fan of the savory sweet combo for things, but something about that McGriddle, that sausage and egg McGriddle.
Let's check out the Taco Bell menu. Let's check.
Well, the wings are not on there anymore.
And also they took away the Mexican pizza, which that was the best item on there.
I am going for something else. They still have the chalupa?
I feel like
they still have chalupas. Yeah.
I love
what's
my favorite item is the cheesy gordita crunch. Which I think
love a double decker too.
Yeah.
Double decker is a great idea. Two tacos.
Well, the cheesy gordita crunch is similar. Ooh. It's like the soft taco
Chipotle
with a hard taco
cheddar
in it.
Cheddar chalupa.
Well, the double decker was advertised by Hakeem Olajuwon and Shaquille O'Neal back in 1995 or 96. So it always has a soft spot in my heart. I see that. I can still see them riding the tandem bicycle together in the commercial. Like, oh my God.
Dude, their deluxe craving box has a sodium warning on it.
The whole fucking place should have a sodium warning on it. Like, that's...
Oh, man. I may have to go.
I know. Yeah, I like Taco Bell now.
Yeah, this is all just a Taco Bell day for us, isn't it? Yeah. This is... My God.
It's killing me now.
Should have gotten a sponsorship.
It is very good.
Is that the live read
we have? Yeah, this feels like a live read right now. Like, you know what? People get snobby about Taco Bell and everything. Look, I never feel good after eating it. I fucking enjoy it when I'm eating it.
You know,
I do.
What I will say is, I think Taco Bell, actually, I've never had the digestion issues people have claimed to have had with Taco Bell. In fact, I think it makes things easier. Not in a bad way. Like, just everything runs.
You know, Eden, that's because you're a fart entrepreneur.
You're guaranteed to get it out, right? Like, but it's not. Yeah, it doesn't give me diarrhea or anything like that.
Had constipation or diarrhea. It's always just smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Jade, I'm going to need you to clip in this. This clip I just sent to the chat of Dave Navarro saying that Taco Bell is a brand that believes in living moss.
They do. Oh, they do believe in living moss, though. That's I've always said that.
You want an organic Taco Bell live read?
Yeah.
There it is.
What the fuck is this?
Hey, man, that's money right there.
It's
that's
like
what
Ink Masters reality show or some shit. Whatever Dave Navarro hosts. I think it's a tattoo reality show.
He had his own reality show for a bit, didn't he? Before Ink Masters?
He's the host and judge of Ink Masters. Ink Master. That aired from 2012 to 2020. So I think that's got to be what that is.
That went until 2020?
Yeah, man. Time just flies. You know, that's what COVID really took out was Dave Navarro's tattoo show.
I've always said that. Yeah.
Alright, this is a Zach-centric question, but Jade and Eden, I'm going to need you guys to answer this first. From Justin Seymour at the JMan831, the worst person to be stuck
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.